I make a quick escape by pushing through the crowd and going out onto the grounds. The glow from the spotlights leads the way to the pool house. When I reach the end of the path, I glance over my shoulder to make sure no one has followed me before continuing. The ripples from the water reflect on the glass door of the pool house, and I lean against it, pulling out a cigarette. I look out to the lock, the moon resting just above the moonroofs in the distance. The manor is surrounded by water and green forests, and it's kind of relaxing. I close my eyes as the nicotine burns my lungs, releasing it in a cloud of smoke. The sound of splashing has me frowning, nearly dropping the cigarette from my mouth when I see the mystery girl is still here. She's perched on her elbows, casually chilling at the edge of the pool, still admiring the stars in the sky. I shouldn't feel a rush of excitement, but I do. What do? Talk to her? Walk away? Hide? "Who are you?" I ask, taking another drag as I walk towards her. She doesn't acknowledge my existence, and I really want her to look at me. I try again. "Hello? Who are you?" I don't like being ignored, especially by a random person who resembles a ghost with freckles all over her body. I wouldn't usually try to socialize, but color me fucking intrigued. From her side profile, I can openly admit she's pretty. The thought smacks me upside the head because I've never thought of someone as pretty before. I assumed I was defective in that department, but since I like the way she looks, perhaps I'm not. It's hard to study her the way I do others, but I'm more than happy to just look at her.